I'm an anti-feminist because I think it's oppressive. I think it's anti-male. I think it's anti-femininity.
Now, it may be a very weak Brexit, but I tell you what, Brexit of any kind and leaving those treaties as well.
That's the best ever interview. The Michael Parkinson. You got nothing on this book.
Welcome to Pellow Talk. I'm Dave Pellow. Local Newcastle Member of Parliament, Sonia Hornery, MP, has posted something to Facebook in recent days, and I'm just going to read that post to you now, and then we're going to chat about it. Sonia writes, "Last weekend, Newcastle celebrated diversity at the Newcastle Pride Group Festival. Unfortunately, members of a local church thought it appropriate to put out hate flyers targeting people attending the festival. These flyers were handed out to people attending the festival and placed all over cars parked nearby. I understand everyone has different beliefs, views, and ideas, but we also don't have the right to force these on other people. I will be following this matter up further with a number of authorities." End quote. I wrote back to Sonia. Admittedly, it was very recently, maybe an hour ago. She hasn't had a chance to respond yet. However, I wrote, "Hi, Sonia. I'm honestly skeptical about your sincerity. I'm not part of that church and understand that some churches and Christians have better communication skills than others, so I'm not predisposed to an opinion either way. It appears, though, that you are. It appears that far from hate flyers, you're simply opposed to people preaching the gospel and attacking the substance of the message, that all people are fundamentally condemned already unless they believe in Jesus. Please read John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. I'll share that with you in a minute." I continued writing to Sonia, "Again, and with all sincerity, it appears that the hate is coming from you, directed at people whose ideas and speech you disagree with. It appears that you wish to ban evangelism when you threaten to be following this matter up with a number of authorities. To what end? One can only assume to stop this church from doing Christianity how they believe they should, anywhere beyond their four walls. It appears you do not understand the beauty of diversity of beliefs and are proactively seeking to force yours on other people. Material published one way or another is not actually compelling or restricting other people's future behavior, unless it's actually persuasive. Yet that is precisely what you are advocating. I would argue that you are well-intended and yet unaware of the greater injustice you are proposing in a misguided attempt to end a wrongly perceived injustice. If you are 100% confident you are sincere and have a correct position, I invite you to debate your assertions with me. Let's not live in an echo chamber, Sonia. Let's expose ourselves to robust scrutiny of our ideas. I may yet be wrong and would be happy to discover the truth with your assistance if I am. I trust you are just as open-minded and we can explore justice and truth together without animosity, whether or not we agree in the end. Please DM me, direct message me if you are. And if not, I accept that your silence may yet speak volumes." And that's the end of my response to her. Now let's have a look at that verse, John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. Jesus explaining the fullness of gospel to one of the political social leaders of ancient Israel, a Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus, explained, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Now, there's one more verse I want to share with you, but that's all unbelievers want to hear. Increasingly, we're seeing this anger against people, footballers, and now pastors and churches simply preaching the whole gospel. Here's the rest of what Jesus had to say about the whole gospel. Not only did he not come to condemn the world, but from verse 18, "He who believes in him," God's Son, "is is not condemned. He who believes in God's Son is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And Jesus goes on to talk about the condemnation is the fact that people are rejecting light because they're afraid of their evil deeds being exposed. And this, I believe, is exactly what Sonia has been preaching. She hates the full gospel, rejects the evil deeds that the light is exposing, doesn't want people to feel uncomfortable by having their evil deeds exposed, doesn't want people to be told that they're already condemned if they don't believe in Jesus. The gospel is not that you're condemned. The gospel is that without Jesus, people who are already condemned have that fate already, but with Jesus, there's complete salvation for everybody. Equal opportunity offer. No matter who you are, there's no qualification. It's a message of love and opportunity for people already in a bad situation. Now, joining me on Pello Talk is the pastor of that church, the target of Sonia Hornery's hate speech, Pastor Charlie Haddad. Charlie, welcome to Pello Talk. Thank you for taking the time to discuss your evil, evil evangelism.
Thank you, Dave, for giving me an opportunity to respond to Sonia's accusations to our church.
My pleasure. Now, exactly what Bible verses were you quoting in that scripture, and what theological arguments or political arguments were you specifically targeting the homosexual community with?
See, ironically, Dave, there's many people that have made comments to our distribution of these gospel tracts. It says here, heaven or hell, it's your decision. However, only a few people had taken the time to read them. If you look at this gospel tract, you will notice that there was no one specifically targeted. It was a message for everybody, including ourselves. As a matter of fact, it says here, we are all guilty. We are all guilty. Before God.
Yep.
So we weren't out there targeting a specific people. We were out there just targeting anyone we can come across with and tell them about the good news that they could be saved, they could be forgiven. And, you know, the truth is they could take it or leave it.
Great. So you didn't actually mention homosexuals or seek them out in particular?
Not at all.
Isn't the fact that you went to a Pride festival actually targeting homosexuals?
No. See, this is where I have utmost respect for Newcastle Herald, specifically Phoebe Maloney, when she actually gave me an opportunity to speak against those accusations that we went directly targeting a specific group. And I really take my hat off to her for actually giving me a call and saying, is this true? And I simply said to Phoebe, no, we go to every event. We've been to actually the city, the light show, several times distributing tracts because that's where the people are. I mean, we didn't go to the city light show because people like lights. We went there because there are people there and we thought, you know, let's take a whole heap of gospel tracts and this is an opportunity to tell people about Jesus.
So this crusading politician, Sonia Hornery, has accused you of targeting homosexuals when she hasn't actually spoken to you directly or asked you for your side of the accusations that she's hearing. She's just assumed this is the first time you've gone out. You were trying to seek a particular group of people who are a little bit sensitive to criticism and she doesn't want their feelings hurt. So she's accused you of behavior that you do routinely, being a one-off.
Every week.
Do this every week. How long have you been doing it every week?
Several years.
Wow.
Every week, several years, we go out. We go out where the people are. We go out where fairs are.
Yep.
We go out letterboxing. We just go out and give these gospel tracts, giving hope to people. Now, in our time, we've had people being antagonistic. We've had people laugh at us. But this is the first time we've actually had a group of people, accuse us of hate speech. And go to the media and go to a public forum and rubbish our church and have these accusations against us because our message on that day was God loves you, Jesus loves you. We weren't even, if you look at this tract, you would notice that there's not one word of homosexuality in there. Specifically, we are all sinners. Doesn't matter if you're a homosexual, doesn't matter if you're a liar, doesn't matter if you're a thief, doesn't matter if, you know, we're all sinners. That's the truth. But these people somehow were felt victimized, yep. and now they're attacking us, saying that we hated on them on that day.
Here's what Sonia's said in a couple of comments. I've highlighted a few comments, and I'll put these in the screen when I edit. So Sonia says, in response to somebody else, just because an event is in a public space doesn't mean it's being forced upon you. So she, obviously the person was saying, well, the Pride Festival was being forced upon everybody else because they were communicating their message in a public forum. Logical. She continues, handing out flyers outside the event, calling people faggots and condemning them to burn in hell is hate speech. Simple. The group say they weren't targeting any specific group, yet I've never had reports from someone attending a Knights or Jets game to say they were confronted by someone handing out these flyers. They targeted a section of the community specifically to push their views on them. Your response?
My response is this. First and foremost, if we're allowed to go to a Newcastle game and stand out front and hand these out without being, you know, giving a move along order from the police, we'll do it. We'd go anywhere we're allowed to go to hand out tracts. Now, she's given us a good idea to go and reach more people. That's number one. Number two, I am absolutely saddened that Sonia didn't call me to verify this accusation that we were standing outside the fair abusing people and calling them faggots. I mean, even Phoebe Maloney didn't even approach me with this question, stating that, did you call people faggots on that day? This is the very first time, you know, we hear of it, that we're standing outside of the fair calling people names. We, as a church, are absolutely against name calling. As a matter of fact, if you go on the public forum, you'll find out how many names we've been called thus far. And we haven't even called one person one name, because this is not our message. We're not there to belittle people, undermine people. However, I am saddened by the MP, Sonia, that says that she works with many churches, except us, and not even give me one phone call. One phone call to verify this accusation of calling people fat. This is a big accusation, Dave.
I agree.
Against our church.
I agree. So you would condemn any Christian, you'd condemn the behavior, the choice of anybody using that word.
The Bible actually says not to be unkind to any man. Mm-hmm. Now, it says to be truthful, firm in your beliefs. But there is no way in the world the Bible tells us in any way to belittle and undermine people and to call them names. This is bullying. The Bible doesn't want us to bully people. As a matter of fact, go on social media. Go on Sonia's Facebook page and see the bullying against God's word. See the bullying against our church. And they haven't even verified if this
is a one-way standard. Yeah, one rule for them and one rule for everybody else. And then they object to people breaking the rules. They don't. Look, Pastor Charlie, with all due respect, can you be 100% certain that nobody from your group used that kind of language?
100%. And I guarantee you that if anybody from our congregation ever used that kind of language, they'll be admitting it, will be confessing it, would give a public apology. But here's the thing. There was no police reports that were out there protesting or, you know, picketing. We're not there to protest. We're there to preach the gospel. We were not there to abuse anybody or condemn people to hell. On the contrary, we're actually telling them that God loves them and he wants them to be saved.
Yeah.
And so I can guarantee you that if anyone from our congregation did that, they'll publicly confess it. And here's another thing. Not only weren't there any police reports, but there was no evidence. There was no, I mean, if we were doing this, surely someone will get their phone out and record us.
Yeah.
Surely there'll be some sort of evidence.
Exactly. That's a really good point. I hadn't thought of that. It's really hard to get away with bad behavior in public these days. So let's put the invitation out there. If you have evidence of anybody from Pastor Charlie's church, forgive me, I've just forgotten the name of it right now. Grace Bible Baptist Church. Grace Bible Baptist Church. If you have any evidence of anybody doing this, and you can provide a video or an audio recording of this, and we can identify those people, bring it. Please bring forward. I would love to see it. I'm completely against this. Pastor Charlie says he's completely against us. So here's your opportunity. Bring the evidence and let's put it to the test. See if this actually does get condemned or if there actually is any evidence. At this stage, it seems like a baseless accusation accepted on face value by Sonia Hornery without any attempt to corroborate or falsify the information. She's just accepted it and repeated it, which I wouldn't be surprised if meets the standard of defamation. So Sonia Hornery also says, it's about shoving it in people's faces. If you want to read the Bible with a group, you have church and church-based events to do that. It becomes hate speech when you use an interpretation of the Bible to spread hate and fear across the community. It sounds like she's trying to make a law that Christians aren't allowed to be Christian outside a church unless it meets her definition of Christianity. Is that the kind of authoritarian imposition of beliefs that she's opposing, or is it actually what she's advocating? Because it sounds to me like she's trying to impose her beliefs on other people's behavior. Is that something that you would obey if she made a law against people preaching the whole gospel that there's bad news and good news? Would that be something you'd behave, Pastor Charlie?
Look, Dave, to any invitation, anyone has a right to, you know, reject it or receive it. We've actually come across invitations to a hell and heaven, you know, dance party at the Cambridge. It was a public invitation for people to come and join this heaven and hell dance party. We looked at that and we said, no, we're not going to go there. So, look, we invite people to come to Jesus Christ. We invite people to come to our church. They don't have to come. Yep. No one's forcing them to come.
Has the council ever told you you're littering, violating any public assembly laws, require a permit for anything? Have you ever been warned or in any other way gone outside some guidelines that have been set by the Newcastle City Council?
No, we're allowed in public places. If we go on a private area and we're not aware of it, we move on. We're not there to fight people. We say, okay, we didn't know this is a private area, and we move on. But we just go into public places, we hand out these gospel tracts, we tell them God loves them, and if anybody cops abuse, it's us. Well, we got video coverage on that, but we're not going to play tit for tat. We're not going to do that. We just want to deal with these accusations. And not only that, now threats as well from Sonia, the MP from Walls End, wants us thrown out of the community centre. She wants to speak to the,
that's where
the
you
Lord Mayor. Sure. She wants to speak to the council. She wants to speak to the authorities to have us thrown out of the community centre. Now, this is absurd. This is beyond unbelief for someone that hasn't even spoken to me to verify whether these accusations are true.
She also says, handing out flyers isn't hate speech in itself. It's the content and the verbal conversation that goes with it. Again, she's alluding to accusations against your people. In every context, the actions by this group on the weekend was hate speech. She has a typo, but we'll forgive her that. Hate speech, is that something that sounds to you like just ideas that are disagreed with? Or what do you think, Pastor Charlie, what do you think about hate speech? Is there any kind of speech that should be illegal and the government involved in preventing?
Well, hate speech is, I guess, is when you're, you know, being very abusive with your language. It's not being forthright or truthful, what you deem to be a truth. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their opinions. Everyone would share their opinions, but it's how you share those opinions. No one has a right to be super aggressive. They could be firm in their opinions. They can be bold in their opinions. However, telling people the truth about a heaven and a hell is not hate speech. It's just the truth that we're sharing with people that we believe is absolutely true. We believe when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. We believe that to be true. Now, if someone wants to call that hate speech, well, you know, I think that's, again, their rejection of the truth. Because, you know, the truth is, if you didn't agree with it, you'd just walk away and say, that's just his opinion.
Yeah.
To go around and call it hate speech, I believe there's an agenda there.
Yeah. So what I hear you saying is that you're against hate speech as well, meaning, you know, ugly, nasty things that have no productive intent, but are just designed to condemn and belittle. But the problem is when somebody conveniently throws ideas that they disagree with into the same basket and seek to have those banned, such as the traditional message of Christianity, that everybody is condemned without Jesus, but Jesus is here to save everybody.
Well, that's it. And I believe it's the message that I don't like. The methodology, no matter how we do it, no matter if we deliver it in the post, mailbox, or we always, every now and then, would get some criticism toward the message.
Hmm.
Okay, there's always hate toward the message, even though the message is a message of love. It's you know, not in any way, shape, or form a message of hate. God is inviting people to come to Him. He wants to forgive people. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, God is not willing that any should perish.
Right.
All come to repentance. God wants to see people forgiven and saved and come to Him. And so this is our message and this is what we share. But because people don't agree with our message, therefore they label it as hate speech and they want to shut us up.
So I guess the invitation is out there to Sonia Hornery, MP. I've put it out there, and I'm sure, look, Pastor Charlie would love to hear from you and love to explain himself to you so that you can get the truth instead of one side and one perspective. Obviously there's a group of people who feel personally attacked when Christianity is put out there, but should their feelings transcend the rights of freedom of religion? We've got that being discussed in the federal parliament at the moment, and clearly, necessarily, because we have one side of politics that is actually seeking to restrict and inhibit the free communication and expression of religious conviction outside of a church on a Sunday. If you want to go anywhere else and explain and explore the truth of the gospel, that's deemed to be hate speech, and they're seeking to censor it and prohibit it and criminalize it. And this is scary. This is scary stuff if they get their way. You have a look at the peninsula of Korea, the Korean peninsula, from a satellite at nighttime, and you see South Korea full of light, industry, prosperity. Coincidentally, South Korea also has a very large platform for the gospel. It's free to preach and communicate the gospel, the full gospel, that everyone who doesn't believe in Jesus is already condemned, but Jesus came to save. That's free and open in Korea. But then you have a look at North Korea. No lights at night. Complete darkness in that nation. And the difference is the politics, the authoritarian restriction on freedom of religion and freedom in speech is a warning for all of us that if we think that letting government get more and more power to decide what ideas are and aren't okay, it has a conclusion, if followed to its logical potential, that's quite authoritarian, quite totalitarian, and the very opposite of what lefties used to call liberal politics. We're all about liberty and freedom and for people to make up their own choices, but that includes freedom for other people to present choices. And if you're not even going to let people hear a different point of view or opinion because it might hurt their feelings, then you're actually being very paternalistic, and it's the opposite of freedom altogether. Because Pastor Charlie, I just fear the day when the government gets to choose what ideas I'm capable of hearing and recognizing as good or bad on my own.
Well, the Bible prophesies regarding this kind of behavior. The Bible talks about that in the last days, there'll be scoffers and mockers, and perilous times shall come. People will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. There is a decline in morality in our nation, and more we see people banding together to go against God his word and his people. We see that happening, and it is happening rapidly. And what people like Sonia and these people that are banding together don't want is this. They don't want the Bible. They don't want it right now. They're speaking about taking scripture classes out of schools, yeah. And they want moral ethics instead.
Yeah.
And in that platform, they can teach how abortion is right and so forth. So we see that it's attack on God. It's attack on his word. It's attack on the gospel. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah. Well said. Look, for those people in your church I don't believe this. I find the claims made against your church lacking credibility. I've never met you before, never heard of you before, never heard of your church before. And here's the folly. Here's the folly of these authoritarian, jackbooted leftists who hate the gospel, is they have given more oxygen, more exposure, more airtime to the message that you're trying to share. Instead of shutting it down, they've multiplied it.
We hope, and that's our heart, that people will know the truth. Jesus said these, right. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yep. And let me tell you something, Dave, not everybody wants to know the truth, but there are a few people out there still left, yep, that can see the truth in the midst of a corruption, in the midst of this manipulation and deceitful tactics. We can see, but my challenge to Sonia is, give us evidence. And if I see one congregation, one person from my congregation acting in such a way, man, we would actually tell them to repent and confess it publicly, because we don't tolerate this behavior.
Great. Well, look, I'm sure Sonia would be delighted to hear that. And she should be. And her objections to you putting flyers out in people's cars and at markets and in public spaces is a concerning conversation, but it's got nothing to do with your actual behavior on the day. Look, Jesus in the Beatitudes, on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 10 to 12, basically talked about the kind of criticism you're facing right now. He said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven," because this is nothing new, not original, not the end of the world for Christians or for God's people. He finishes by saying, "For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So this is just par for the course of being a Christian. You get the hate. And look, this is part of the invitation. Sign up for the kingdom of heaven, because persecution awaits you. It's fantastic. I don't intend to joke about it, but it is kind of funny.
The truth of the matter is, Dave, we don't go out looking for persecution.
No, that's right.
We don't go out there. We just go preach the gospel, and we get persecution before the preaching of the gospel. Yeah. We don't go out looking for it. Some people can go spend a Saturday on the beach or go with their families on the picnic. We don't do that so we can go and ruin people's lives.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. We're just trying to tell people that there's a God in heaven that absolutely loves them, and he just wants them to repent. He just wants them to come back to him. Yeah. That's our message. For us to go and leave our families and different things that we can do on the weekend to tell people we hate them, or we want to see them go to hell, and this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think the important takeaways from this that I've gained from asking you these questions is that, one, you're not guilty of what you've been accused of, or at least you reject those accusations, and we're waiting to see evidence otherwise. Otherwise, it's he said, she said, and your normal behavior indicates that these accusations lack credibility. The second takeaway is that Sonia Hornery, MP, is guilty of that which she's accusing you of hate speech. She hates the gospel that says all people who don't believe in Jesus are already condemned. Well, she hates that part of the gospel. She likes the bits that obviously we all want to hear skittles and cuddles, but and then She is the one seeking to impose her beliefs and her ideas and her definitions of what is included in hate speech on other people, with references to calling the authorities for behavior that she doesn't like. Meanwhile, you haven't presented anything which is compelling anybody to any kind of behavior or prohibiting any kind of behavior. You've just presented arguments and information and left it for people to make up their own mind. It would be great if Sonia could do the same.
I just want to conclude that there is a heaven and there is a hell, and they have a decision. Jesus made that decision long time ago on that cross.
Yep.
He died for the sins of the world. And he says, I love you.
And by they, you mean everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. When the Bible says, for God so loved the world, that means everybody.
Without discrimination.
He gave his only begotten son.
Yep.
But here's the key, that whosoever believes in him, turns to him, puts their faith in him, repents and turns to Christ, shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yep.
Now that's a promise. And that's a message of love and hope, that we could know for sure that if we come to Christ, we can have our sins forgiven and have a home in heaven.
Brilliant. Well, that's it for this episode of Pillow Talk. Thank you to Pastor Charlie Haddad for taking the time to answer some questions and just give an account of what we're hearing. As usual, it's a false accusation, or at least an accusation without evidence. And the reality is that it's authoritarian hate speech from the left seeking to censor and reduce freedom of speech, freedom of religion, as per usual in the current political climate. We would like to see leftists become liberals and actually believe in liberty again. But that's it for this episode. Please subscribe to newsletters from me on my website. You never know when a conversation like this is going to get me kicked off any social media platform. So head to davepellow.com and subscribe to the newsletter updates there when invited to do so. And while I'm there, you can follow me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and the new social media platform for free speech called Parler. That's P-A-R-L-E-R. And you can get that on every smart device and the desktop as well. Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. It's a great little app. We look forward to seeing you in the comments, hearing what you have to say. Am I right? Am I wrong? What do you think about Pastor Charlie's explanation? And we look forward to continuing the conversation there. Bye for now.